Oh yeah, baby. Thursday night, baby. Out here in the league. Hey, it gets no better than this, baby. Yup, yup, yup.
Ah, boom! Every last one of us gotta pick it up now. Let's go, boys. Let's go now. You hear me? Bring it to me now.
Let's go.
Let's whoop these
boys. I like it.
Down.
I like it.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know what it is about us having to do everything the hard way.
Yeah.
But if that's the way it is, we'll just do it the hard way.
Third down. Back goes Dalton. He's here as he throws the football. Incomplete. Eagles on it. Now, is it a head and a fumble? It was Brandon Graham who hit Andy Dalton. Yep. And they say it was a fumble.
I'm going to tell you something.
What's up?
The next he's down,
yeah.
I want you to run straight at this.
Okay.
Pop out.
Okay, I will.
Because
I will.
You try it the way I'm talking
okay.
about, because
yeah.
what you're doing ain't working.
Okay. It is 3rd and 7. Let's see if the Eagles can stop the ball. Yeah. Back goes ball.
Hey, block you!
Would you like to thank me now or later?
Oh, I'm late.
Are you tired?
No. I'll tell you what, he's running back
no,
to the quarterback.
No, but what's I up? Saw that ball on the ground and you look slower.
Where?
Out there, didn't he?
I hit the other one. I peeled back the guy for a tap. What are you talking about?
No.
Hit the wrong guy.
He didn't want to get the ball. He didn't want to get the ball.
No, I peeled back the guy for
you
tap.
You didn't want to get that fumble.
No, but tap was given. I said all of you. Hey, it was all of you. You see me? Hey, I got me a cleanup, man. I cleaned somebody up. I blood split his wings.
Schaefer, dude, Bill Bearcat.
Oh, how's it going, baby?
Hey,
how's it going,
man? Watching you out there, big dog.
Oh, yeah, thank you, man. What's up, bro? Good job, you, man. Take it. Go get a football, baby.
Hey, home, man, baby.
Hey.
Nice meeting you.
Yep, good.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Linebacker D'Amico Ryans gives back to his local community in Bessemer, Alabama, and reminisces about his playing days for the Crimson Tide. Merrill Reese shares personal memories of former Eagles great Randall Cunningham and takes a look back at Cunningham's career in Philadelphia. And defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins spends his off day with family at the Camden Adventure Aquarium.
Oh, boy, does Lee go down, and guess who? At the 40...
Guess who?
D'Amico Ryans.
If he gets to you, he doesn't miss.
Ames deep. Rainbow pass. D'Amico Ryans intercepts. Perfect ending. Absolutely picture perfect ending. The All-American with the interception.
Well, growing up, I was always an Alabama fan. Alabama came on late, offered me a scholarship. That was it. And when they offered me, I had to accept it. And it's a dream come true to be able to go and play for the team that you rooted for growing up. Playing there, it was tough. I was one of the only true freshmen to play. And I remember that first game, like, man, this is moving too fast for me. I don't want to be out here. But we just kept working at it, kept pushing. And then next year, I was able to become a starter.
They hand it off, and it gets by D'Amico Ryans. The tie is caught and dropped as D'Amico Ryans, the All-American linebacker, comes up and gets it behind.
Giving back is something I always wanted to do once I made it in the NFL. One of the first goals for my foundation was to, you know, provide a scholarship to the University of Alabama. It was a $300,000 scholarship, but it's one that will be at the University of Alabama forever. And it's real dear to my heart, something I always wanted to do. Growing up in Bessemer was tough, but the thing about growing up in Bessemer was the outlet of sports. That's what helped us out. You know, we had gangs and drugs, violence all around. You had to find some type of way to draw yourself away from that type of crowd. So for me, it was sports. And sports just kept me busy, kept me doing other things than being out in the streets and getting involved with the wrong crowd. Let's work, guys. Let's work now. Let's work. Who the best in this group?
Me.
We're going to see. I always knew I wanted to come back to my hometown and it'll provide things that wasn't there for me growing up. So we do the football camps, cheerleader camp. It's something that I wish I would have had growing up. So I always wanted to reach back and just teach the kids all the knowledge that I've gained over the years. It's been important to me. And a lot of kids think just, you know, the athletics, that's the only part of it, that's the only thing they see. But I tell kids, at the end of the day, you can't play sports forever. One thing people can't take from you is your mind.
Congratulations once again to all the scholarship winners. This is what I love about the camp, being able to present young people with scholarships to go on to college. And we look forward to doing this all again next year. God bless.
Oh, come on now. Press the ball out there. Come on. You know, playing football, I always got into was training. Always developing, trying to become better, different techniques of training. And then a couple years ago, I had the opportunity of meeting this guy who started his training facility, D1. And I was like, man, what a perfect opportunity. I would love to do this back in my hometown to give the kids around my area that competitive advantage, being able to train. So, you know, the business side of it and the training side of it just linked up, and it was a perfect fit.
Make sure you guys are having fun with what you're doing. Make sure you're working hard and listening to what the coaches say. You have to pay attention to the detail of what the coach asks you to do and make sure you're doing exactly that. You got me?
Yes, sir.
From the athletic side, this is a huge step in the right direction for guys. When they go into junior high, when they go into high school, they already have the work ethic and they already have the desire and they already know what to expect and how to push themselves further than they think that they can go. It teaches young people a sense of dedication, a sense of perseverance, a sense of just a work ethic and what it takes to push yourself further than you ever thought you could push yourself. And that translates over into life.
Take your time, hit every square, take your time, hit every square.
On the other side of it, he's the type of leader that everybody wants. He's going to show you how to do it first, and then if you don't do it, then that's when he'll say something.
Be fast, guys, be fast.
And that's the type of leader you want to follow. You don't want a guy that's going to tell you how to do it and tell you how to live it and, you know, doesn't do it. He's definitely lead by example.
Hey, Tom, go ahead. Here we go, boy. They doing all that, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. They doing all that, yes. It's time to set it up right now, brother.
He's as good a man as you'll ever meet. He's been that way since we were 18 years old, and he's a rock. And you know, Philadelphia Eagles are very lucky to have him.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life.
in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing, it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Every hospital needs great nurses.
They're not easy to attract.
But at Jefferson, we've got a magnet.
Magnet recognition for nursing excellence.
A distinction less than 7% of all hospitals earn.
And it's hardly the only way.
Our nursing excellence has been recognized. So if you're wondering how Jefferson ends up with such great nurses, the answer is,
we've got pull.
Discover the difference Jefferson nurses make. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
The year was 1985, and the Eagles took an offensive lineman who didn't work out in the first round. In the second round, they picked a quarterback. A quarterback who was not on anybody's wish list. Quarterback out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, by the name of Randall Cunningham. And the first day you saw him, you realized that he had one of the strongest arms you had ever seen. And the first time he got into action, you knew that he was an amazing athlete with great elusiveness. And as a matter of fact, Sports Illustrated put him on the cover and called him football's ultimate weapon. Randall Cunningham was a human highlight film. I have always said that Randall Cunningham was the single most exciting player to ever wear an Eagles uniform. He could hurdle, he could fake you out of your shoes, he could throw the football probably close to 100 yards if he had to. He could do almost anything. And as you all know, he could punt. And there are so many snapshots that remain indelibly etched in my memory. There's the one where he's playing the New York Giants at Veterans Stadium. It was a Monday night game.
Randall faking, now rolling with the football and being flattened at the 10, but throwing the ball to Giles for a touchdown. Cunningham was hit at the 10-yard line, and as he was going down, he whistled it to Jimmy Giles in the corner of the end zone.
But the one that stands out in my mind, greater than any other, was at Rich Stadium in Buffalo, New York. Randall dropped back into the end zone. He ducked under Bruce Smith. He ran around, and finally he let it go, and the ball traveled over 50 yards in the air into the hands of Fred Barnett, and into the end zone went Barnett for a touchdown. That was my favorite Randall Cunningham moment. People talk about Buddy Ryan with Randall Cunningham, where Buddy Ryan would basically say to Randall Cunningham, if you can go out there and make three big plays a game, my defense will find a way to keep the other team quiet and we'll win. And Randall Cunningham would do that. He was the master of the ad-lib offense. Randall had this great natural ability, and he let it flow. There are a lot of fundamentals in sports, but once in a while, along comes a genius who can do it his way and can get away without sticking to these fundamentals. And that's the kind of player that Randall Cunningham was. I mean, you should never retreat. You should never lose yardage. But Randall Cunningham could go backwards 15 or 20 yards before he got out of danger. But Randall Cunningham was the master of the ad lib. And more often than not, his escapability was something to behold. Randall Cunningham was probably the most gifted athlete to ever play the quarterback position. It was great to see Randall when he came back with his family for his induction into the Eagles Honor Roll. And I get goosebumps just thinking about the reception he got when he walked out there on the field at Lincoln Financial Field, that thunderous reception, as if in unison the 70,000 people said, "Thank you, Randall. We appreciate all that you did for us. We appreciate the show that you gave us during your Eagles career." But he was a terrific guy. He was an outstanding athlete. He still had a career that I think should be seriously considered for Hall of Fame induction.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match, 6 chances, 5 cash buys. 4 big 4s, 3 daily numbers, 2 Lego Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millions.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millions.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
What's up, everybody? This is Cullen Jenkins, and I'm here with my family. I got my beautiful wife, Passion, my oldest daughter, Jasmine, and my youngest daughter, Ashanti. And we're here at the Adventure Aquarium in Camden. And as you can see, we're right across the water from Philadelphia. And we're about to meet with our guide, Kate, to take us on an inside tour of the place. So come along with us. That's not accurate.
So this is our West African River experience. As you guys can see, it's pretty open. We have quite a few different types of birds here. And in the water, you'll get to see Jenny and Buttons. There are two female African hippos.
Looks like the offensive lineman with the ball drill.
Yeah. And they're quick, too. They look like they're slow, but they can move. They're good girls. They're quite beautiful. And there's a whole bunch of river fish in there. So if you guys want to check them out from under the water, get a really good view. These are actually African cichlids. They live in rivers in Africa. The hippos don't eat them. Hippos are actually vegetarians.
Got a fire zone.
All right, you guys ready to go see the sharks?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. So we have four different kinds of sharks in here. The two you'll see the most are the sandbar sharks and the sand tigers. Right there in front of you, that's one of our sandbars. And the ones you see moving super duper slow with all those teeth, that is a sand tiger shark.
Look at them teeth.
You guys don't have a dentist for these sharks?
They shed thousands of teeth in their lifetime.
Do they bother the fish?
No, we feed the sharks three times a week. In the wild, they'd only eat once a month, so they don't really have cause to be hungry.
That's a fat shark, boy. Look at this one here. Got different colors on him. That one looks scary there. That one moving fast.
Yeah, I'll beat this one with the big eyes. You could beat that one right there, Dad.
All right, so now that we're done our tour of the aquarium, we're gonna get to do some interactive activities with our African penguins back here, and you'll get to meet little Diddy.
All right, let's do it.
Hi guys, come on in. Welcome to Penguin Island, I'm Jen. And this is little Diddy. Not P. Diddy, little Diddy. He gets that confusion a lot. He is one of our African penguins here. So if you guys want, you wanna touch him right on his back. You can also touch his wing. He is very curious. This is his absolute favorite toy, and I have no idea why.
This is how big they get?
Yes, they get about 18 to 20 inches tall, and they weigh about 5 to 10 pounds on average. What we're going to do is we're going to make a painting for you and for you, and Diddy's going to do it for you. What do you think? Perfect? All right. Enriching their lives is very important to us. Not only is it important for us to take very good care of them physically, making sure that everything's working okay with them and feeding them, but it's also very important for us to take care of them mentally, which means enriching their lives.
So we have four different kinds of stingrays in here. But if anybody wants to get in the water, we can get some crocs and hop on in and get to feed them.
I want to go in.
You gotta go this way.
Glad you're so excited. All right, here we go. Wish me luck.
We do what we call the stingray shuffle. You want to shuffle your feet when you walk in. This is because if you see they're really flat, so we want to make sure we're not stepping on anybody. So what we do when we feed the stingrays, we make a flat hand like this. So you put the fish right there, just like that. And you'll put it flat on the bottom, and they'll swim right over your hand and suck it out. There you go.
Holy.
Kind of like they're running.
Oh!
She coming for you?
Yes. Oh! And the size of this thing.
You're much bigger than they are. If anything, they're going to be afraid of you.
Well, you got to hold it in your fingers.
The Eagles' vision for a zero carbon footprint is one step closer to reality. Thanks to the support of our fans, the team's diversion rate is 99.5%, meaning only 0.5% of waste goes into a landfill. Our new integrated sustainable energy project, including solar panels and micro wind turbines, will annually provide about 6 times the power used during all Eagles home games. When construction is completed at the end of the year, Lincoln Financial Field will be among the greenest major sports facilities in the world.